Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Work Heartily as to the Lord, already in progress.
It doesn't matter what anybody does to me or you. We are supposed to forgive like Christ. You know, I think about when I didn't understand what God was doing on the cross. I can remember when I saw those first scenes of him up there on the cross, nailed to that cross, blood running out of him all over. And they're down at the bottom right and say, if you really are the Son of God, come down from that cross and we'll believe you. You know, man, back in those days, I didn't know Jesus very well back in those days. By not knowing Jesus very well, I wanted to just reach down there and get those boys. I said, Lord, let me have them. I'll get them. I'll kill them. I'll jerk them up in there. I'll make them know you're God. You know, I kept thinking, Lord, why don't you just come down off that cross and kill them stupid idiots? But just think, what if he had us? Me and you would still be lost. We would not have the privileges of being renewed back to the kingdom. Because see, just like us, we lost the kingdom. Just like the United States lost the Republic. And they were without it for all these years. Now it looks like it's fixing to come back. But say, we already got ours back. But most of us don't know it. Do you know that? Most people do not know the kingdom belongs to them. And they have dominion and power and authority over everything. You know, it's very few people will speak to their body whenever it's hurting. Tell it what you want it to do. Make it obey you. Yeah. Wow. Verse 14. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectionists. Love. Isn't it amazing that God only gave us one command as a church, and that's to love everybody. It doesn't matter what anybody does to you, love. Verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. We should be thankful about everything. And that's something else that I've learned. When I pray, I never ask God, or try not to never ask God, for anything that I don't say thank you at the end of my prayer. I want him to know I am thankful for answering my prayer. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. If we could only do that. Wow. But sometimes we lose it for a little while. All of us, we're all humans. It's very difficult to walk in the peace of God and let your heart be at peace all the time. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Wow. Next verse, 17. And whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all to the in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now you notice there he says, and whatsoever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything we do, we should give glory to God. Everything. Verse 18. Then he's got a little message here for the women. Those of you girls that are wives. The rules in your life change when you get married. Most women don't know this, so that's why we have so many divorces. And most husbands don't know what they're supposed to do either, and then when they do make a mistake, they don't know they're supposed to forgive each other. But the scripture says, verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. So if the wife is supposed to submit to the Lord, to her own husband, as unto the Lord, you know, she needs to learn that. She needs to obey that. The husband, God made the man the head of the house. I know Cheryl, I've heard her say several times, I'm off the hook. He gets to make the decisions. If they're right or wrong, God's going to hold him responsible and not me. So she said, I'm off the hook. And that's true. God holds me responsible. Verse 19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against your wife. Don't ever be bitter against your wife. Love them. You know, if they get where they're unlovable, just keep loving them. They'll get lovable again in a little while. And just like you, you know, they will. If you keep loving, they will come around. They will forgive and they'll forget, and just like you. But that is, the Lord told us just not to forgive just one time, did He? How many times did He tell us to forgive? 70 times 7? 490 times or something like that? Wow!
Per day,
that's right. Yeah, 490 times a day. Boy, that's a bunch, isn't it? If we could get to where we could just forgive once or twice a day, we wouldn't have no problems. Verse 20. Then He says, children, obey your parents in how many things?
All.
In all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. I guarantee this verse comes with a promise. If children do not obey their parents, God, those children will have sickness and trials and tests, and many of them will even die early because they did not obey their parents. But He says, children, obey your parents in all things. So if daddy tells you boys and girls to do something and you're still at home, anytime, you know, if you're over there asking his advice, now if you're 18 or 20 years old and then you're left home, you're paying for your own apartment, paying for your own car, paying for your own insurance, and buying your own groceries, hey, you can make any kind of decision you want to as long as it lines up with the Word of God, and you'll be okay. But don't expect daddy to have to put up with your nonsense if you're living under his roof. 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Provoke not your children to anger. You know, some people do that, just try to stir up their kids to make them that way. I don't understand people that do that. You know, walk lovingly with your children. Try to get along with them. Verse 22. It says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasing, but in singleness of heart. Now then, we could call that workers today, where it says servants obey in all things. Do you know, I've run into a lot of young men today, and they cannot, of course it works with women too, but mostly men, they absolutely cannot keep a job. I mean, they can't keep a job. They work somewhere a month, 2 months, 6 months, and then they're working for somebody else. I started observing these men, and here's what I've observed. These men that can't keep a job, they work for somebody else. They always trying to tell the boss how to run his business. I mean, I've walked up to some of them and said, why'd you quit that job? Well, that guy don't know what he's doing. He don't know how to run that business. I said, now, he's been in that business for 20 years, and he's very successful. And you're going to tell me that you don't think he knows how to run his business? I'm telling you, if the guy's been in there 20 years and then he hired you and you come in here and work for him for 3 months and you quit because he don't know what he's doing, I got a feeling you're the problem, not the boss. But that's what the scripture says. Servants or workers, employees, obey in all things your masters. Now then, like I used to say, they tell me to come throw bricks over the fence and they're paying me a salary. I'm working 8 hours a day. They say, throw them bricks over there on the other side of the fence or haul them over there and put them right over there. Okay. I mean, that's going to be in the way of somebody else. I might say something if I knew, but you know they're going to move something by here tomorrow. They said, then that might be in the way. No, that's all right. Go ahead and move them. Put them over there. Yes, sir. Put them over there. You put them over there. Tomorrow they're going to move them. They say, yeah, you were right. You go over there and move them bricks again. You don't want to say, I told you so. Right? You don't want to do that. You just do what the master says, right? He tells you to go move those bricks, and he said, where are you going to put them, boss? And he said, put them over here. Okay, so you move them over there and stack them up. When he's telling servants or employees, obey in all things. Whatever the guy tells you to do, do it. Verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. Now, that's one of my favorite verses. I mean, and whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Now, when you're working for somebody else or you're working for yourself, whatever you do, do it good. Don't do anything shoddy. I love it when I can remember one time years ago, I went down to Brownwood, and that's when my first wife was still alive, and her sister and husband lived in Brownwood. She had just had a problem with her car, and it overheated. And so they had to put a water pump on the car, took it down to the shop, and they said, well, the problem's the water pump. So they put a new water pump on the car. And she said, I only had that done a couple of days ago, but I'm hearing something make a noise under the hood. Thurman, while you're here, would you look at my car? Because her and her husband wasn't mechanics. So I went out there and raised the hood, and the fan belt on that thing was shredded. I mean, and then I looked at a couple of other belts that were shredded. And I thought to myself, 2 days ago you had this thing in the shop, and they put a new water pump on it. They had to take that belt off to put the water pump on. It's impossible to do it any other way. And then those other two belts that were running right beside it, which was all notched up and messed up, all the belts needed to be replaced. If that had been me, and I'd have been doing that, working as unto the Lord, whenever I think about Mike, it's the way he does things. When he opens the car up and looks under there, he sees everything under that car. I mean, if there's a belt bad, a loose nut, anything, he sees it, and he'll fix it. And if it's something he could fix and not even charge you for it, he'll fix it and not even charge you for it. But if it needs three or four belts that he didn't tell you, that, I mean, but usually by the time he gets a diagnosis done, he got everything he's going to need on a car. He don't miss nothing. Why do you think he does that? Because he's working as unto the master. He's not doing that for you. He's doing it for his God. And that's the way you and me should do. And the scripture clearly says this in Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever you do. No, what if you're washing dishes? What if you're digging a ditch? Whatever you do, do it heartily. I mean, don't be a slothful critter. Work at it as unto the Lord and not unto men. If you'll run your life like that, if you're a And most of us are people that work for somebody else for a living. Most of us. All of us have at one time or another. Nobody started out having your own business. Very, very few people. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. So if you work, I don't care what you're doing. Remember, when you're at home, if you're making a dress or you're washing the car or whatever you're doing, remember you're doing it as unto the Lord and not unto men. Verse 24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive a reward. Wow. You ever think about God giving you a reward someday? Did you know that there is going to be one when you get to the end of your life? Let's see what verse 25 says. Let's see if it was. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Okay, there's going to be a reward. Everything we do as unto the Lord, is he going to bless us? Yes.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Work Heartily as to the Lord, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.